This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done what he can. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving for North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets and at our schools?
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it. Who isn't helping?
Not long before that, number two Senate Republican John Thune was asked if Congress will take up gun legislation.
It's just premature to talk about it, and I think there are a lot of grieving, hurting families in Nashville.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warning Tuesday that unless his nation wins a drawn-out battle in a key eastern city, Russia could begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. He also invited the leader of China, long aligned with Russia, to visit. Zelensky said in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press that if Bakhmut fell to Russian forces, their president, Vladimir Putin, would react this way.
He will sell this victory. He will sell this victory to West, to his society, to China, to Iran, to all the countries.
The Ukrainian leader spoke to the AP aboard a train shuttling him across the country to cities near some of the fiercest fighting and others where his country's forces have successfully repelled Russia's invasion. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden on Tuesday urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abandon a judicial overhaul proposal that led to massive protests in Israel, prompting the Israeli leader to say he does not make decisions based on pressure from abroad. Netanyahu on Monday delayed the overhaul proposal after large numbers of people took to the streets in protest. The White House initially said in response that Netanyahu should seek a compromise on the issue. Netanyahu said his administration was striving to make reforms via broad consensus. The family of an American couple kidnapped in Haiti pleads for their release after they say they paid $6,000 and now the kidnappers want more money. AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Jean Dickens Toussaint and his wife Abby were kidnapped by gangs while visiting Haiti from Florida on March 18th, according to sister Nicasse Toussaint. The gangs are now demanding $200,000 each. The family says it paid someone they trusted $6,000 to give to the gang, but the money vanished. It's not unusual for gangs in Haiti, which often kidnap people, to refuse to release them after ransoms are paid. The U.S. State Department says it's in contact with Haitian authorities. According to the UN, at least 101 kidnappings were reported in the first 2 weeks of March. I'm Julie Walker.
The official death toll from a landslide in Ecuador rose to at least 8 Tuesday evening as families and rescue groups worked to find dozens of people missing after landslides smothered buildings and a stadium in the Andean province of Chimborazo on Sunday. About 67 people were missing as of Tuesday, according to Ecuador's disaster agency, and around 32 survivors had been rescued. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to announce today, $1 billion in public and private financing for programs focused on economic empowerment of women as she wraps up her visit to Ghana. The funding will support expanding access to digital services, job training, and support for entrepreneurs, according to her office. Harris is holding a roundtable for women entrepreneurs Wednesday in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, before departing for Tanzania, the next leg of her week-long Africa tour. Tuesday, Harris pledged a new era of partnership between the U.S. and Africa, emphasizing women's empowerment, developing the digital economy, and supporting democracy to 8,000 young Ghanaians who came to hear her speak in Accra. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.